Hey everyone, welcome to the Marketing First podcast. I'm excited today to have Miley Waite from my team. Miley leads SEO and content here at Cloud App and has a great background in marketing. Welcome, Miley.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is my first podcast ever.
So. Well, it's great to be on the Marketing First podcast for your first podcast ever. So anyone that's listening that's new, we like to go over topics on marketing first. So things that you may have done in your marketing career, that was very first thing you, your first experience with something. So in the past, we've talked about first marketing in general, first marketing class. Today, I actually wanted to talk about your first marketing blog post. So when I think back to blogging, probably really my first experience was in school. I was in grad school, and the first thing I can remember was the MBA was locked out. So this was in 2009, I think, 2008 maybe. And I was taking a negotiations class at the time, and I wrote up a five-piece series that's probably still available on Blogspot. I think it's josephmartin83.blogspot.com.
Looking up right now.
Something like that. probably still on the interwebs. But in this series, I kind of went through what I would do if I was the commissioner, what I would do if I was on the MBA side, how they could kind of come to terms, and then how I hoped that things would end. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of when I started blogging. It was really a way to get my digital footprint out there. I thought it was kind of silly to put a street address on my resume. like, who cares, you know, that I live in Utah at this address? Like, it doesn't make sense. So instead, I cut that out and I started this blog.
It's less creepy, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like, what's the relevance of having your street address? So I put in my LinkedIn address, my blog, and then I thought it would kind of show recruiters that I was kind of interviewing with my ability to write and kind of come up with an idea, form a strategy. Plus, it was also a little bit of my entry into digital marketing in general, because I threw Google Analytics on the back end of that blog, and I kind of monitored traffic coming in.
Yeah.
I would push social to it and things like that. So that was kind of my first blogging experience. Been doing it ever since. What was kind of your first experience, Miley?
Well, as you were talking, I realized I have had a personal blog. I think it's not up anymore, but I studied abroad in London and wanted to share my experiences back home without kind of overloading social with tons of albums of study abroad.
Yeah.
That's what everyone does, I feel like.
Awesome.
So I basically just put together a blog of every day I was there, took pictures, did some funny stories of things that happened, and then I shared that on social. And got a lot of engagement from my mom primarily, so it wasn't really for general public. I guess it was public, but the first time I really kind of shared a blog post I did was when I worked at a digital marketing agency, Avalanche Media. So I pulled that up to kind of I forgot what I exactly wrote about.
Nice.
I really like pizza. You know that.
Yep.
And so I tied in SEO to pizza somehow and kind of put together basically the ingredients of a successful SEO campaign.
Cool. Yeah,
I enjoy writing about things that I like and trying to tie it in with SEO. So
it's kind of amazing how blogs have evolved. I remember kind of thinking back to around when Facebook was kind of coming into its own, around 2005. Or so, and I remember I discovered, like, basically blogs and social kind of eliminated the need for high school reunions.
Yeah.
Because I stumbled upon, like, all of my friends who had since gotten married.
Yeah.
And so them or their spouse or whoever was actively blogging about what they were doing on a weekly basis. And then that kind of slowly turned into, I'm not going to put up 1,000 words of what I'm doing. I'm going to just post on Facebook. And now, obviously, Facebook has kind of morphed into more article sharing.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I'm just going to put a picture on Instagram and do it in, you know, 200 words. And then on the people that are hardcore blogging side, everyone's kind of learned about SEO.
Yeah.
And kind of the value there.
Yeah.
Can be frustrating. Like the most frustrating thing for me is when I Google like a recipe. Sometimes I'll just put like stuff I have in my fridge, like chicken, bell peppers, potatoes, whatever, and see what Google tells me. And I'll go to that recipe site and I'll have to scroll through like 20 minutes of how the person found the bell peppers at their local organic, fresh, farmer's market, and the chicken was sourced from whatever,
and 50 like, pictures of their kids eating the dinner.
Yeah, and like, I don't care, just send me the recipe.
Yep.
So I scroll straight to the bottom and have to usually do it on my phone, so it takes twice as long. So that's been kind of funny to see the evolution of blogs.
It's interesting to me why those continue to rank well, because Google is so much about user experience, and I feel like lately there's been a really big emphasis on only providing content that is unique and valuable. But then those recipe sites, like every single one doesn't. I haven't seen one that just gives you the recipe.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
But yeah, I don't know why.
It's like the recipe, they should, best practice is maybe put the recipe at the top.
Yeah, and then sure, then
there's
give
probably us. Probably a few people out there that want to hear about the chicken you got.
Maybe. Yeah.
Make sure it had friends and was raised
had
properly. So it's been cool to kind of be a part of this content ride over the last, you know, 10, 15 years. Kind of see how social's evolved, how blogs have evolved, and how companies have really started to see it as such a value. I remember kind of coming into marketing, one of the things I loved the most was just creating content and copy, and you've had to learn so much since then, and it's always evolving. There's always changes.
Oh yeah, constantly.
With the last couple of minutes here, what do you see as kind of like the next step for a blog? You know, starting from where you posted on Avalanche to where you're kind of following your travel abroad to where we're kind of going to, you know, 5-10 years from now.
I think, and we talk about this a lot at Cloud App, but it really is going to be videos incorporated in blog posts. In addition to actually having, you know, written out content there, of course, but having more interaction with it, having several different mediums even within one blog post. So, you know, having an infographic there as well, and just providing every single way that a person could want to consume content is going to be the way forward.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, you know, we're on our phones. We aren't necessarily going to consume the entire post. We may just consume a little bit of it. I've seen things out there that can, and I think you mentioned this before as well, that will basically put your blog into auditory form for you, which I think is pretty cool. So like you could, you know, transform a blog post into I don't know, what's the Planet Earth guy's name?
Oh, is that Morgan Freeman who does that?
No.
Or
no, he's the Scottish guy.
Oh, let's see, narrator. Now I need to look this up before.
I know. I want
David Attenborough.
Yes, okay. David Attenborough. So you get him narrating your blog posts.
Exactly.
I'd pay for that. I'd pay a pretty penny to have him narrate every.
For sure.
Every one of our blog posts. So that's kind of cool. I agree. I think text is going to be accompanied by video and visuals and auditory ways to connect. So awesome. Well, thanks for being a guest. This is our marketing first, your first blog post in under 10 minutes. Hopefully it sparks some creativity on how you're currently blogging and brought back some fond memories of your first blog post. Look forward to talking to you all again soon. Thanks, Miley.
Thank you.